I got money on my bees, cause I'm gaining all these honeys. I got money is the virus, cause these niggas acting buggy. I got money.
Welcome everybody to the Genuine Content Podcast with your hosts Jay and Josh. Jay, we're back for another episode, man. How you been? What's going on?
Man, tired is what it is, man. I went to the Drake concert last night, so I ain't go home until like late, and then my body's so adjusted to like waking up early. So even on my day off, I woke up, I was like, man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Like, my body just wouldn't even let me go back to sleep.
Hurting.
And then tough. I was like, oh man, like we're gonna record soon. And it's like, okay, now I'm kind of feeling tired. Like a nap could be, you know, sounds wonderful. But if my body would just let me have, you know, sleep in the morning instead of waking up at 8 o'clock, if I would've woke up at 10, this would have been better. But man, it's all good. It's all good with me, man. What about you?
Man, it's been a busy season. You know, the start of fall just started kind of like this chain reaction of just so many different things kind of going on. Good things, but just a lot of change, a lot of movement. But I'm good. I mean, I didn't have a Drake concert to kind of fall back on. Like, that's a move, man. And you've been to a few different shows, right? Like, how did this one stack up?
So this is my third Drake concert. First one. The first one was the Club Paradise tour. That was in college.
Okay.
That was the Take Care.
I wish I could have.
Mostly Take Care. You didn't? Oh, yeah. I was going to say you went to that one. I forgot. Fraternity stuff. Yeah. That was a concert. And the fact that I paid like $10 for that ticket is crazy. They were like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Was good. That was Drake really coming to his own.
And that was Drake, Cole, and Wale? No.
No, that was. That was A$AP Rocky was the opening act, then Kendrick, then Drake.
That was an insane concert. What?
No, the one you was talking about is the one that happened during Black History Month, where it was B.O.B. was the headliner, which we didn't care. Wale was the opening act, and then J. Cole.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I remember for that one, it was like, oh, after J. Cole performing, it was like, okay, it's B.O.B. time, everybody. All right, let's ride.
Damn, I would have actually stayed for that part, but I missed that one too. So I had two L's.
But the Drake one was like, yeah. So that one was really good. That was him coming to his own. I think that's when Drake finally like hit stardom with Take Care. And there was people that you know that was older than us who saw Drake in 08. So the Club Paradise tour was 2011, and on 08 he came to Florida again, and I think that was during his mixtape days. And they say he sucked.
Ooh.
It is different. So then, yeah. You know, Take Care, they said it was an improvement. I thought it was pretty good, but he wasn't a performer yet.
Okay.
Then the second
one, he had to get right a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, his songs weren't like that hyped at the time. Like that was Drake as a different artist.
Yeah.
And then the second one I went to was him and the Migos. That was an insane concert. This is Drake concert. Already.
Yeah.
This is Drake. What album was this?
Shoot. Was it Scorpion?
It was either like, probably around that time, or yeah, it was Scorpion.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah,
because I just moved here to where I'm at now, so that's when Scorpion came out. Yeah, so and this was Migos, they dropped Culture 2. So you know, this is like Migos at like their highest moment, where like they were dropping nothing but
Migos. Yep.
This is Drake, where you know, Drake he's doing some, you know, what made him big, the little slower songs, the reflection songs. But now he's grown into, like, he can make these hype party songs. And it was a crazy – that was crazy. Because Amigos brought a lot of energy, minus Takeoff, rest in peace. But he can't perform.
Yeah, that was
can't perform, but
– that was an interesting one. I remember that part. It just seemed like everything, like, just, like, the buzz was, like, shot when it was his time to, like, spit his verses or whenever he had the hooks.
He was like this the whole time
performing. Yeah, he was kind of slouching, just kind like of Quavo, lackadaisical with it.
Like Quavo and Offset, they can perform.
Yeah, they had energy. So, he was, I mean, he was probably faded. So he was just kind of lackluster. Yeah. That's what I say.
So that concert was really, really good. And in this one, like I really liked it. And then I, now that I had some time to reflect on it, it's not as good as the Migos one for the simple fact that, I mean, I knew, what's her name? Big Red, Big Sexy. I don't even know her.
Oh, Sexy Red?
Sexy, yeah, whatever. She, I know, she was the opening act. That's what I heard. When we heard that that was a possibility, we chose not to go early.
Yeah.
So we, yeah, like, we pre-gamed and everything. So and there was no, like, second act. It was, like, that was her and then straight to Drake. And then the concert was broken down to four parts. I would say it's broken down to four parts.
Okay.
The first part is older Drake. And when I mean older Drake, it was, I mean, he was playing his older stuff, but he wasn't playing Thank Me Later, Take Care, or Nothing Was the Same. It was, like, I think from after
Nothing Was the Same.
Views, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
Oh, dang, like, it's that far back. I mean, so it's not that far back.
It's not that far back. But, like, I guess his audience is a little bit younger now.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know all that.
So he's like, oh, you know, what my day one's at? And I'm thinking, like, remember for the Drake Migos concert, he was playing So Far Gone. So I'm like, were the real day ones. So I'm like, oh, he's going to at least play, like, one of those, Nothing. So I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Then the second phase of the concert was Honestly Nevermind. That is not my jam, not my vibe. Speed,
but so I know it's slap. Like,
you know, I was like, you know, I got a leak. This is the perfect time for me to leak. You know, if you want, to re up on something. So it was like a lot of that and a lot of like his more, you know, like One Dance and like anything like that. Like, okay. I wish he would have played something like Blim. Like, he didn't even play Controller. I thought it was a missed opportunity with Controller.
Yeah. So there was no Passion Fruit at all? Dang.
He did play Passion Fruit. That was a good one.
Okay. I was about to say.
He played that, and that's how it transitioned to, like, a lot of the Honestly Nevermind. So,
okay.
The actual visuals and all that was really good for it, yeah. But, like, that album is just not me, so I didn't care for it at all. And that's probably why I jot the grade a little bit. Then the third act was 21. So now, like, you know, the whole thing is this is a Drake concert, but they didn't really market it too much as Drake and 21.
Yeah.
So 21 has his own segment. I don't really know that many 21 songs. I know some, but he played, like, if you're a fan, this is, like, he was playing that, which is
people
cool.
People were probably going off, too.
Yeah. No, they were going off. He can't perform.
Oh, no.
Like, he's one of those, I'm rapping, and I'm going on this corner, I'm rapping and going to this corner, rapping, going to this corner. Like, it was like there was no energy. Like, I was telling everyone, I was like, oh, he reminded me of Takeoff. Like, he just doesn't know how to perform yet. Yeah, then the last act.
Stage presence.
The last act is Her Loss. If you like Her Loss, then this was a vibe.
Okay.
And like,
but then that means it's both of them, right? Because Drake is like big energy, usually like running up and down and stuff.
Exactly. So for that one, it was they were kind of feeding off each other. It was like, oh, Drake versus 21 when they were performing, and there was a difference of energy.
Yeah.
It was so. Overall, it was good. It was like a good 8 out of 10. But like, I don't know. Like, for me, especially because it's really cool. Because when I think of like It's a Blur, that's the name of the tour, I'm thinking this is like a true reflection of your career.
Yeah.
And I really think you're gonna play like all your greatest hits. And the concert starts with a hologram of young Drake. I guess it started with Look What You Done. Like, him reading a diary of what he's telling his mom, or like telling like past girlfriends of me, you know, him leading up to who he is now. So I'm like, okay, this is really like, it really is gonna be a blur of like, you're gonna play your greatest stuff. And he, like, you know, missed the mark. Like, he missed the mark. Like you could have played Best I Ever Had. Like, no, I don't really care for that song too much, but you could have played that. You know, you could have, I don't know, like some Thank Me Later.
True.
He did play one Thank Me Later song, actually. He played Over, but that was it.
That's the only one, though?
Only one. Like, that was the oldest song he played, now that I think about it.
Dang, that's not even his most popular one. Like, why didn't he play, like, Find Your Love or something like that?
Again, to me, it's kind of a miss. Like, it's a blur. Like, I would have, like, it was like, yo, like, I'm playing everything. Or I'm playing one or two songs from all of my projects.
Sounds like the set was a little off. That's all.
And for him, you know, it was mainly like, it's an opening act and it's Drake. But performance wise, he was really good. It was
Gotcha.
It was good. It was worth the money. It was worth it. Drake knows his audience, and you know, he basically, you know, he knows his audience now. Like it's kind of transitioning from us.
Gotcha.
So
well, I mean, shoot, we could have a whole episode talking about Drake, but you know, we've got other topics to get to. But first and foremost, y'all already know what it is. Like, this is genuine content, content spelled with a K. You can follow us on all social media platforms at genuine_content. We are on Instagram, of course. We're on X, low key, but you know, we don't tap into that one too much with the change and everything. We're also on Facebook, Genuine Content charge you Podcast.
Now. Everybody leaving X.
Yeah, nah. Goodbye. But yeah, check us out for any updates. You know, we do our best to kind of keep everybody informed as far as what's going on in our lives and what we're doing as far as recordings and things of that nature. So, you know, definitely follow us, like, subscribe, leave reviews, especially, you know, you can find our podcast on all your major social or your major streaming platforms like Apple, Spotify, YouTube for the video pod, of course, all the other ones, you name it, we're on it. You know, help us out with the algorithm, so to speak. These likes are a big deal. Reviews, 5 stars, or any feedback you got, let us know. If you have any takes from any of our episodes at all, you know, shoot them on Instagram. Shoot us a DM. We'll get to them. We'll talk about them.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good time to give us some life updates because, you know, we do apologize for it was a hiatus that, man, like, you know, like they always say, man, it's the like for like anyone who's like religious, right? Like if you want to like well, how does saying go? If you you want to make God laugh, then, you know, have a plan, like, or create a like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the exact language.
I know the exact saying, but like if you have a plan, he's like, he can always like rip it apart. Like then nothing goes as planned. And man, like this like month where the baby and work, at least for me, like work has been picked up a lot and a lot of learning in regards to like my position at work. So with that and him, the baby, and it's like, man, I'm just so tired. And I had some travels. Like I've been to Chicago, I went to Atlanta. So I was like, man, like so much happened, at least on my end. That, yeah. But you know, I guess we just learned to adjust, and now things finally kind of slowed down, at least for me. So it's like, we can finally get back to what we were doing.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of have like a brief window where things are kind of chill, and then they'll probably ramp back up again. But yeah, end of summer was absolutely crazy work wise. Had some big projects kind of going on at that time, but I ended up actually transitioning out, and so like just this week was actually my final week at my job, and now I'm transitioning to another one in between. So I start that mid October. Something great for me, just needed to do it, you know, kind of take that next step professionally. But I reached a point where, like, I work in research and I just did not agree with it. You know, it just wasn't working for me and my body was taking a toll. I would say my mental health was taking a toll because I was kind of like at odds with it a lot. And so I focused a lot of energy on like just getting myself right and then finding out like what's that next step for me. And so manifested that. And shout out to my significant other for, you know, her inspiration there. We'll kind of talk about that too. You know, she's actually started her own practice. I think we brought that up last episode.
We did bring that.
Yeah, and so that's been going well. And we've been traveling as well. Like, we were in Atlanta the same time you were. We've been to Orlando just recently.
Oh yeah, we went to Orlando too. That's another trip we did.
Yeah, so we've just been on the go a lot. Obviously like some good change, good energy now. And, you know, now we're back to podding finally after what seemingly was forever ago.
No, and it's funny because this is how it all life planned out. Like, we actually had this concept of this episode. We was going to record this prior to going to Atlanta. We both went to Atlanta and we were going to do it. And I remember it's like, you had a lot going on right before. It's like, oh, we can do it after. Then I had a lot after going on. And then it was like, I went to Atlanta, had a week brief break. Boom, I went to Chicago. Then I had another brief break. Then boom, I'm in Orlando. It was like, it was back to back to back. I was like, oh my God. And we wanted to do this episode because of when we went for a wedding, which is kind of what this topic is going to be for today. So man, just yeah, life, right? Just but with work too, man. Work is really getting to me. Like we got to do like our projects and stuff. And you know, it really didn't hit me until like my supervisor had to talk to me that like I probably needed a little bit more help at work because I really try to like pick it up. So like, imagine you start a new position, right? Mm-hmm. And then you do it for 2 months, and then boom, you take a 3 month hiatus. Mm. And then you come back into the position, you're trying to like, all right, I'm just kind of pick it up, and you're trying to pick it up, and it's like, yeah, it was a lot. And then like I kind of run a program, and then my program is not working as intended due to staffing reasons.
I get you. Yeah.
So like for that, I'm kind of more in a supervisory role, and it's like, now I have a little bit more respect for supervisors because it's like, man, like how do you manage like personalities that don't want to be managed? It's kind of what I'm dealing with.
Funny, there was a term I heard actually like closer to my tenure being over and my resignation. It was called cat herding, and like that's something that managers tend to do sometimes. Like, you know how like dogs are very like malleable, like they're obedient, mm-hmm. but cats are like very individualistic, they'll do their own thing.
Yeah.
And so like someone called me a cat herder because like the people who I've worked with are just very individualistic. Mm-hmm. They have so many things going on, and so it's kind of tough to kind of rally everybody in at the same time and on the same page. And that's really what it was, and that can be very stressful sometimes, man, especially when it's like everybody's kind of moving in a different direction and you need people to kind of like
because that's what I'm dealing with because like I have a program where it only works in a team function, like it only works that way, and it clearly like the program's not working because of that. And it's as simple as, hey, just do your job. Like I can't say in a nicer way, just you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
And egos are being bruised, and it's like, well, like I always tell people, I'm super chill, so like I don't want to get anybody in trouble or anything. But man, like you're kind of pushing too many buttons that you're only hurting yourself. So
yeah,
but it's all a learning process. So
hey, man, that's adulting 101, right?
Yep.
As you move up, you know the challenges get interesting.
But let's get right into it, man. We're already 17 minutes in. Our intros are always long for whatever reason, but. I mean, we'll get into it, man. That topic of the day is wedding season or wedding slash marriage. And the reason why we did this is, like I was saying earlier, is that we both went to Atlanta for my brother's wedding in August. And we went to record this actually right before his wedding. I think he got married August 16th or 17th. It was a Thursday. And I don't know. I just thought it was a good topic to do because like the concept of a wedding and marriage, and it's very much it's convoluted, and it's different. People have different takes on it, right? So I guess one, we could just talk about like the wedding, just the experience of the wedding. This is your first wedding since being married, right? So now you're taking the back seat, approach. So I think this is mine too, because you know, unfortunately I miss yours.
That's my dog. You were there, man. You were definitely there in spirit. So we don't count that as an absence at all.
So I mean, what do you think about the wedding?
Man, it was such a lovely like afternoon, evening. Like I think the time was around like four-ish.
Four-ish to five is when it started. Start cooling down too.
Exactly. And like Atlanta at that time, like I don't know what it was, but that was like the perfect window of beautiful weather, because like I think right before it was like burning hot, and then like right afterwards it went back to hot, but it was like this very beautiful fall-esque vibe.
It was fall before the fall.
And it was in the middle of summer. Beautiful. Ceremony was lovely. The officiant was hilarious.
He was funny, yeah.
He had a lot of charisma. He knew them well, you could tell. Don had me with the little side tear, you know, when he was vows, man. Like it was beautiful. You could see their love, like, you know, at all points of this this event, this ceremony, reception, the whole nine. It was a great day. I had a great time. Man, seeing your family, your whole family out there, and then like your extended family, low-key, like
I haven't seen like yet. I haven't seen them in years, so it was cool seeing everybody again. Yeah, man, it was crazy because it's really hot here in South Florida. So it was, of course, this is August. This is like the hottest time. I remember texting Donovan like, "Hey, man, like, how's the weather?" And he's like, "Yo, it's really hot." So I remember like the joke. It wasn't even a joke. I was really trying to do this, and no one let me. Pat Mahomes inspired me with an outfit, and I want to go blazer, no shirt, and nobody let me. Nobody wanted me to be great. I'm like, yo, like, hey, like, I'm not saying I got a great body, whatever, but I'm like, I can pull it off, right? I can pull off the
no ain't tricking, right?
Right.
That's what they say.
No shirt with a blazer. And I wanted to do it, and everybody's like, no. I was like, and then like some people was like, no, because you're gonna stand upstage the groom. I'm like, I'm not upstaging him. Don was wearing a clean ivory tux, right? Custom made. I'm like, there's no way I'm upstaging him. So I said, you know, okay, everyone, I'll compromise. I went tank, low tank. Reason for it, because the weather's ridiculous. So, but when we got there Thursday morning, I'm like, oh, it's pretty. It wasn't as low. It was already like low 70s, mid 70s. I'm like, there's no way. It's supposed to be really hot. And then when we got there, it was breezy. It was nice. It was overall. I like weddings that are short and sweet. Like, yeah. I don't like the super extended. If a ceremony is like an hour, it's like, come on, like, I think that's kind of fluffy.
Yeah.
Like, really, really 20 to 30 minutes is really what you know, I think that's really what you need. Mm-hmm. That was nice. It was good seeing my extended family. Bartender was hooking me up. Vows were beautiful. I think what really got to me, and it probably gonna get to me every time. And only those who get married will understand. But when this whole the mother son dance, that gets me every time. Because I'm
that was a tearjerker moment too.
Because I remember I was like, when that was me, I'm like, I'm not one to show my emotion or cry anything. And I cried in my wedding. The joke is I didn't cry when Camilla walked down or anything like that. I cried when I danced with my mom. Like, it just, whatever emotion I had just kind of just came out.
You held it. You held it up, but. Eventually they're gonna fall, man.
They fall, and then like it was the same thing with Don when he did it. He danced with his mom, and then I saw he just looked at her, and they both start bawling, and then you just see me in the back. I was like, I remember that.
Oh man!
So, but it was fun regardless. It was good. It was a good time. It was really good. Yeah. So it was like a long time coming. So like, you know, they've been together for a while actually. So. I think they were together like a year or two by the time I got married, and I got married in 2019. So this 2023. So it's, you know, it's been a while. So
five-ish, yeah.
Really, that's good, what's up, know, man. It was like about time anyway with them. So the lead up was good.
Yep. So hey, to Don, Brittany, shout out. Congratulations once again. Got a very beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, the whole nine.
I'm ready to be an uncle.
Soon come, man. Oh, man. Aaliyah needs a playmate and a friend, right? That's how it goes.
She got some, but she could use more. She could use more.
Why not?
Even though that was a summer wedding, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of equate, like, end of August, like, to, like, for the fall. So, like, I guess funny, like September, once September 1st is there, but I guess fall is like technically fall started like a week ago. It's September 29th, and then
fall started crazy. Last week. I think the same thing, like August seems fall to me, but that's like the hottest month of the year.
Like, no, like mid August. Once it's like mid August, I'm like, all right, well, like I need like the spooky movies to come out. I need all that stuff.
Yeah, you get ready for Halloween and pumpkin spice season. That's why it's you.
Man, if you go in my fridge right now, it's half pumpkin right now, man. I'm about to bake me some pumpkin cookies.
Oh, man. Yeah, basic behind.
I don't care.
That's all right, but, man. Hey, do you.
But I had a fall wedding, actually. Yeah, when I think about it, I had a fall wedding.
Yeah.
But like, I remember my wedding, it was perfect because It was raining the whole week. And then that Sunday when we got married, it was, I think when we did a ceremony, it was outside around 4 or 5 o'clock. It was in the high 60s. Yeah. Right? You got to think about it. High 60s, no clouds, no, like no breeze or anything. It was nice and chilly in November.
Yeah.
And we got married on our, fun fact, we got married on our 10 year anniversary of us being together. It just like the day lined up perfectly. So I was like, hey.
That's big, man. It's good to have those sentimental days because like.
And in the same day.
So you just kind of keep it going. You just roll it over.
Yep.
We were thinking of days and we had like an arbitrary February date. And we were just like, we're not really feeling it. But then we thought, you know, like when was the first day we actually met each other?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, why don't we just run with that date? And it ended up being like a Friday, a great date to kind of have it. So that was March 24th. And then, so we were able to kind of put some sentimentality behind it. Our very first day we met, like, mm-hmm. 2012. So 11 years ago.
Long time.
Moment. Yeah. Yeah, man. But it's always kind of good to have like those little cheeky moments, you know, in weddings and make them really special. Kind of add to it.
I think for us, like we knew for sure we wanted, like, I think it was like mutual, like we want a fall wedding just because we don't like the heat. We're both from South Florida, mm-hmm. and the heat, I don't know if it's, you know, regardless of what you think of global warming or not, I feel like as we've been getting older, it's been getting hotter. Like to me, this was the hottest summer ever.
True, it was blazing, man.
So, absolutely, like, I mean, we had that heat advisory for like almost 2 months straight. Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone thinking like the heat is deadly. Like this, my That's phone crazy. Says like you could actually pass away going out in this heat.
So we always wanted like November, and then like it's funny how like everything worked out. Like I remember we picked the venue like a year. And over a year in advance. I want to say like a year and 6 months in advance. We planned, like it was like we did our due diligence on this place. And hey, somebody messed up and we got a great rate actually. Like
hey.
We didn't know it at the time. Like we chose Sunday because it was, you know, that was a 10 year. For people who don't know, if you get married on a Sunday, it's cheaper. Now, this is the fun fact. That weekend was Veterans Day weekend. So that's a holiday weekend. Ooh. Meaning Monday was off. We like normal, like no, a lot of people have Monday off. And because we did it over a year in advance, they didn't know that.
They didn't catch the rate.
They didn't change it. So we were supposed to pay the holiday rate, which is, you know, it would have been a little bit more expensive.
That surge charge.
They didn't know that. They didn't know that till like the year that we were getting married. And I was like, this was our mistake and we can't do anything about it because you guys, you know, we all signed a contract. So you guys kind of just lucked out.
I'd have been like, why are you even bringing it up in the first place? Like you doing like us a solid or something.
Like we knew something was up when we caught on to it later and was like, oh, we're not going to really. That's not really my problem.
Yeah, it is what it is. Boom.
But it worked out, man. So and then speaking of wedding season, congrats to Jet, our good friend.
Yeah, man.
He's getting married soon. He's the standard in our group. This man is getting married in Costa Rica. Whew. Shout out to that man. Like that's
big time. That's big time. It's Jet Set himself.
Yes, him and his lovely bride to be Krista.
Absolutely.
That's fun. That's next year in August. So I've been to Costa Rica. That's like my favorite place in the world. That's my favorite place.
Man, I'm looking forward to this one.
Like, I left Costa Rica and it was life-changing. Like, they have a saying called Pura Vida, which means, like, live life, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew what it meant because I did all, like, a lot of adventurous, dangerous things there because it was like, well, fuck it, right? Like, live life.
Boom.
And
yeah.
I left Costa Rica with a different mindset. And, like, I'm going to get that tattoo on my arm because that's how much that phrase have it really means to me. And I always tell myself, I'm going back to Costa Rica. Like if the wedding wasn't in Costa Rica, I would have pushed for the bachelor party to be at Costa Rica.
We getting there somewhere.
we get to Costa Rica one way or another.
It don't matter. You know? Yeah.
And then I do want to, you know, says thank you to Jet. He has blessed me by choosing me to be his best man.
Yo.
So.
Yo.
it's really cool. He came to my house last week, and Jet, for people who don't know him, he got like a really good job, and he worked for like emergency management, and they deployed him to like Alaska. So he was gone for like a year. Mm-hmm. So none of us have really seen him in about a year except Josh. Josh saw him for Josh's wedding, but he's been like gone. So this is the first time I seen him in a year, and we're just kind of catching up. And he was like, "Oh, I gotta go get something." And then I see a box. I'm like, "Oh, what's the box?" I open it, and like it was a jersey, a soccer jersey. And I know Jet loved his soccer jerseys. So I'm like, "Oh, that, I'm like, this is a nice jersey." I'm like, and I see CR. I'm like, "Oh, it's like, oh, is it so close where you got a team? That's what's up." And he's like, "Flip it." And I flipped it, and it says "Best Man" on it. And I was "Yo,
that's intense, man."
So.
Hey, well, I already know it's going to be a movie. That means that means you're planning the shindig beforehand. So somewhere.
I gotta be mindful of the place, though. Unfortunately, like I would love to go somewhere like very extravagant. But one, you know, I'm always gonna be mindful on people's income. But then two, if he ideally wants his bachelor party to be in February, March, his wedding's in August, right? Yeah. Funding's an issue for most of us. Like, that's gonna be like, man, that's a big trip, right? Like,
oh heck yeah, inflation's something else. And shoot, it's like it's kind of wedding season for everybody in like our circles too. So like,
yeah,
there's no telling. Like, I already know there's a wedding in like April that I gotta hit, and that's in Aruba. And so I'm like,
you see.
Yeah, I'm like, man, the budget's budgeting right now. We are strict, but we're making it all happen. Man, it's
That's why you got to grind this year for next year. That's what I've been doing actually. Like I'm doing like some side things here and there, and I'm like, I'm gonna make sure that when next year comes, like the money's there. Like it's just,
take it off. For sure.
And I already know, like within our inner circle, like I'm preparing. That someone's gonna pop the question to some, you know, to their significant other. I know.
Like, I'm saying, man. Like
most people in our group, it's like time is coming up for them.
Yep. Tick, 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 tick. I already know, man. And I'm like, all right, let me just have an emergency stash for that one.
So it's either someone's popping the question or someone's having a kid. Something is happening in the group, right? Like,
whoa. Yeah. I have my wagers, so I'm planning in advance.
Oh, I got you. I'll put a pool in. Like, yo, who's next?
Oh man, but yeah, wedding season's kind of among us as a group. But we've had some conversations about what's up.
I mean, we're hitting that age, right? We're in our early 30s, so it's like
exactly.
And then most of us have been with our significant others for either since college or. A little shortly bit after college, right? So it's like,
yeah, it's about that time for the majority of us, man.
Like you said, you met Maisha in college, but you started, I think, like maybe a year after we all graduated.
Yeah, about 2 years after. I think I was like a year into my master's then in Miami. So
I met Camilla. We dated in college freshman year. Then you have Jet, who actually him and his fiancée known each other since like. High school, like, middle, yeah, we all knew each other.
School or high school,
we all knew each other like around 15 years old, and then like but I think they got together maybe like 5 years ago. But like they known each other half their lives already.
Yeah,
Donovan, who's been with his you know his wife now for like over 5 years. They got other friends are in the same boat.
But it goes to show you, like all these relationships are still like very long standing, even when you get to that point, like. You haven't mentioned anybody who hasn't like known the person for at least 5 years. Like it really takes that to like really know the true essence of somebody sometimes and like to grow with somebody as well.
And that's why the thing that bothers me is when like, and this was something like in my old job when I first started working, like, you know, I'm a social worker and then like, you know, it's when I first started working, it's very much predominantly females. And then now it's kind of like, changing a lot. Well, especially I guess in my role because I've progressed so high that like in like management and all that stuff that it's definitely a split. It's not as like predominantly females, but I remember when I started working in this one hospital and okay, I mean there's a few female coworkers. I'm going to just sit with them for lunch. Yeah. And I remember they were like, this one girl was complaining. She's like, I've been with him for a year. When is he going to pop the question? I was like, a year? I was like, whoa. Like, and she's probably at the time, I'm not that much older than me. I was probably like 26. So I'm thinking maybe she's 30. Like, I understand females, you know, they have this internal clock, right? Where it's like, we got it. You know, if you want to do it what they quote unquote the right way, you want to get married first before having kids and all that. But I was like, yo, a year? Like, there's no way. Like, and that's why you have the whole thing with divorce rates so high, because then you don't know someone in a year.
No. Nah, like, you really don't. I mean, you may think you know them from like an energy standpoint, like they may feel like soulmate to you, but you still have to like there's still a lot that goes into like getting to know somebody every day. And I'm still getting to know my wife too, right? Like, that doesn't really end either. Like, you still grow as a person. You still have different things that kind of, you know, manifest themselves. But at the end of the day, like, there's a difference between like, you know, you have the chemistry and then like that connection that grows over time.
Yeah, all that was blowing me, man. And like, and then, you know, they were egging her on. I think they were with their significant other like 2 years or all that, or like, or they were saying, yeah, you know, I'm waiting too. And it's like, I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, again, it's like, maybe it's just a difference in gender or, you know, like, I don't know. Like, cause in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I would have, like, I couldn't have married Camilla in a year. Like, you know, like when I was 18 when I met her, and, you know, I probably had all this puppy love. It's like, yeah, we're going to get married. But I was like, I didn't know her within being a year. Like, I don't know if people probably going to say like, I waited too long, but like 10 years, I was with her for 10 years before I got married. And I feel like it worked out. At least for me, like, for my journey, we did 4 years of college. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're still like, we graduated 21. I'm still a kid. And then I took like a year off, then went back to get my master's. So I know my whole thing was like, yo, like, we have a lot going on, like, you know, a lot of growth just among us as people and relationship. But like, when I think of like marriage, I guess I might as well just change this, like, what marriage means to us with the topic. Is like I need to have like my shit together before I even legally sign this paper to say we're gonna share our life together. Because I'm like, I don't have my like financial straight. I'm still living with my parents. Like, why am I gonna get married with you and then we're gonna not live the life we wanted? So like, everyone was like joking with me, when you gonna do it? I'm like, I'm not ready. Like, what do you mean you're not ready? You've been together for 5-6 years. I'm like, well, I'm still in school. Like, I don't even have
I was just
job
about yet. To ask, like, when were you starting to feel that pressure, like hear that from like family or family's family and all that good stuff? So you said about 5-6 in.
Everybody gets like, yeah, like after, right after college. After undergrad. Like, I'm like, man, like I don't got my stuff together. Like, and it was just like, you know, like, I'm following my timeline. And then, you know, but then, you know, you see it on TV and like a relationship now, like, oh, after a year or two, you get married. And then like, I'm just like totally against it, because I don't think you truly know someone, especially you don't like, you need to live with them regardless, like, of like how people feel religious, like really, like their religion is about like how that kind of dictates their life. But like, you, like, for people who just, like, you need to live with them, and then you need to know them in an intimacy level and a sexual level, because like, I respect those who just, you know, wait, you know, save themselves to marriage. But like, you know, like, imagine if you're just not sexually compatible. Like, that's that's something.
Some heartbreaking,
right?
Like, stuff. That'd be a heartbreaker, man.
because then you sign something, you're gonna be together forever, and there's repercussions if you get a divorce. So I was like, nah, I'm just stuck with this, and now I gotta like kind of compromise with something like, maybe it's important to you, not important to that person. But you need to learn all that before. Mm-hmm. So like, people can rush me. I didn't feel the rush. It was always one of those things where I was like, man, I'm not ready, because I knew I'm financially and just where I am in my life, I knew I wasn't ready. I knew emotionally, I was like, she's the one I'm going to marry. But I need to get myself together. And it wasn't until like, you know, like probably year eight is when I popped the question. And then you know, people need to mind their own business because they always had like things to say, but we was engaged for 2 years. Like, we enjoyed the engagement process. It was like, you know, you technically don't have this again.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have, like, you're not supposed to get, you know, get divorced and remarried and all this stuff. Like, so it was like, okay, we're never going to be engaged again. Let's kind of live this. You're never going to be my fiance again. You're never going to. So, but that was, I mean, that's just me. I mean, it's just funny. It's just funny. Like, I like. But I guess it's more of a societal thing, right? Like, you're pushing marriage. So then, like, it's. And, it, you know, it could be for, like, a socioeconomical reason and all that, or, like, advertising dollars. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's like the message of marriage is, it's not what it's supposed to be.
Interesting point. I mean, I think I see, like, I try to kind of minimalize, like, the rite of passage part of it, because mm-hmm. like, I mean, to your point about, like, pressure from, like, whether it's family or friends or, like, you know, wife's family now or wife's friends and whatnot, like, they don't know you that well either. You know, they mm-hmm. may think they do, right? It's kind of just hearsay and conversations. But to your point, like, you know, I had my own goals, timeline that, like, I had in order and like in the back of my mind as far as, like, you know, when would be that time to, you know, that's where the intention is going to be. Now, I'll also say, like, from the time that we started dating, that, like, I knew that my issue was the one, right? And so then it was just like, you know, like, intention is always going to be towards that, but to actually do, like, the ceremony, the reception, and, like, all of that, like, that was going to take time because I was in school at the time. She went back to school, you know, and so we had a lot of different things, like, in a 5-year period that kind of, you know, that we wanted to kind of knock out as individuals and then together too. Like, we were long distance for the first 2 years. Yeah. So, I mean, there was a lot there, and we still, you know, we still found a way to kind of get, you know, stay together, more connected each and every day, support each other through that too. But yeah, like, marriage, I feel like it's just one milestone in that big relationship, you know, continuum, if you will, like that kind of declaration that, you know, we're in it to win it, that this is us. And, you know, like, we take our opinions, our, you know, our family structure above all else. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what it really means to me, is because at the end of the day, like, you know, they say you become one, right? And then from there, it's like, you know, you share equal parts, like, each other's kind of, whether it's struggles or whether it's successes, like, all of that becomes like a joined kind of endeavor together through life. And it's, you know, it's great. 6 months in, I can say that, you know. Yeah.
You've been in the game for a bit. You're almost, once you hit that year status, you're a veteran.
Like, you know, I'll take that. Yeah, I'm definitely still rookie, but I'm past training camp.
Oh, yeah. You made the team.
Yeah, I'm on the 53, right? Exactly.
So, I mean, I was going to ask you what marriage means to you. So, you just kind of went straight with this. So, I guess I'll go with it. Like, when I think of marriage, it's, again, like I was saying earlier, it's multifaceted. Because, like, technically, like, the concept of marriage is, like, is on a religious aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a, you know, the union of man and wife. That's always what it's going to be. And that's, like, the whole thing of marriage, you know, stems from religion, stems from the Bible. So for me, like, when I understand, like, you know, for you, like, you made an interesting point. Like, it's a milestone, right? That's the milestone for a relationship. So for, you know, people might see like that and it's like, okay, well, you know, it is the milestone. It's based on the Bible, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and such. And even now, like, I think that's what society kind of does, is like, even if you're not religious or anything like that, you're supposed to get married. And for the longest time, and, you know, it hasn't fully left my mind, like, marriage is to me kind of like I went straight into it, like, it's a piece of paper. I grew up around failed marriages. So I always questioned it. Still, I mean, I don't question my marriage or anything like that, but I question the concept of what marriage is supposed to be. Because again, it's supposed to be a religious thing. So when did it not become a religious thing? Because what's really like the difference between like a marriage and like a union? It's kind of like the same thing.
I get you.
But yeah, like for me, but
I'll kind of push on the religious part, because I think it's like there is definitely, you know, a biblical aspect to marriage, but then there's, mm-hmm. you know, like a Hindu aspect of marriage, right? Where
yeah.
it can be arranged and stuff like that. Like, so, I mean, there's different cultures, there's different religions that kind of have their way of kind of going about it. But I wouldn't just pigeon-toe it into like just one way that marriage is, because it's like different kind of globally, right?
Yeah, that's why I was like, it's different. Like, I guess it depends where you're coming from, and that's how you think about it. And so for me, I always thought like it is a piece of paper. Like it really, like, and it's even to now, it still is. But for me, it's like kind of with you, where if anything, my wife wanted to get married more, right? She was pushing it because she's way more religious than I am. So it's she takes that on the religious aspect. Like that's what. You know, she wants to take the relationship to the next level. She wants to, you know, say we're going to be together forever, you know, say in front of God and our family. And I understood it. And I understand it. And I respect it. That's why I went with it. I grew up in a religious household. My grandma was super religious. I kind of stemmed away where I'm more if anything, I'm more interested in the aspect of religion than following one particular religion.
I got you. I'm with you.
There's this show, and then they canceled it. It was called like The Story of God, and it was like on the History Channel, and Morgan Freeman, actually, it was his show, and he would, though, every episode was learning about a different religion. Like, oh, the topic is going to be this topic, and we're going to understand how this one particular topic is seen in the views of different religion and their versions of God, whatever. So I'm always like, that's how I like how I see religion. I just like raised in a Catholic household, but you know, I like different aspects of different religion. So, but for her, she's a Christian. This is what she wanted. I respect it. I was okay with it. Like for me, if getting married didn't enhance my relationship with her, and I think that was something like an argument we had in our group chat where. If you had a shitty relationship prior to getting married, you're gonna have that shitty relationship. Like you're supposed to have this bond. Like it's like, and that's why you do premarital counseling. Like you iron everything out. Like whatever. The thing is, oh, if you want to help your marriage, you have a kid. Like yeah, you have a kid, and it's gonna give you temporary happiness, but whatever underlying issue you had, you're still gonna have.
I don't believe that one bit.
But that's what people say, right?
Yeah, I don't even buy it. I don't get the logic behind it either, because I mean, to your point, like it amplifies whatever you have going on. Right. And so if whatever you have is shaky at best, then you'll have a shaky marriage. Yeah. You'll have a shaky parenting dynamic.
Yeah.
Like it, you kind of have to have like stable, like a stable foundation of some solid footing
before you do some of those things.
That's why I was patient with it.
Exactly. And I learned, like if we would have got married earlier, and it, who knows if we would have lasted. Like, we don't know. Like, there were so many things, so many issues, underlying issues that we had to solve with each other, grow, and understand each other. We didn't even understand each other until, like, when we went to premarital counseling, we learned even more. To me, I don't think, us getting married enhanced anything. You know, if like we never got married, I think if everything was still the same, we did the premarital, we did everything right. We went to therapy and did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think not being married would have changed. Like I still think we have the same, still the same strong relationship. But then at the same time, it does feel good, like to say, hey, like that's my wife, or you know, that's a status thing. But like for me, like when I think of marriage, to me it's more like legal. Like I think of it as a legal aspect. because working from the hospital setting, like, I see what happens when you don't have your ducks in a row. Like, if me and Camilla
like wills or like, yeah.
So that, so here in Florida and pretty much most states, like, you have like the whole next of kin law. So like, if I were to die and me and Camilla never married, she doesn't get anything from me. And if I don't have a will or anything, like, they will go to my next of kin. It's not her, because legally we aren't married. It will go to my parents or anything like that. Or like, if I'm unable to make medical decisions, oh man, I think my headphones died.
Oh, I still got you.
Hold up. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Interesting. I can't hear you.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Live.
Oh, now I can't hear you. Now you're gone.
Okay. Now I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, you're back.
Is my quality okay?
Yeah, yeah. You're still okay. Good.
I guess I'm not using a mic. I use the iPad. But like I was saying, so like, if we're not married and I can't and I'm able to make medical decisions, she can't make decisions for me. It would have to be my next of kin. It would be my parents or whatever. So like that really put things in perspective, because I trust her with my life. Like, I trust her, like.
Oh,
physically,
man.
Anything like mental, like anything with my health, like, that's the, like, she's the one I trust with everything. So if we, you know, since we're married, if, you know, God forbid anything happens to me, at least I know that that part is taken care of, right? It's like, okay, well, she can do whatever to try to save my life, or do, or anything that I own will go to her. And then, like, you don't really think about that until, like, the situation happens. And I saw it all the time. And I saw it where it's like, oh no, we've been together for 10 years, but we're not married. So, and it was always a thing where, I understand, but like, my hands are tied. Where if you're with this person for 10 years, you're not married, and you know him better than his mom. And if you know his wishes are, this is just an example. His wishes are, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want everyone to be on life support, right? He doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to suffer. You know that.
Yeah.
But his mom may say, do whatever you can, right? So it's like, you're kind of going against his wishes for selfish reasons.
Where, yeah. Kind of projecting your own opinion as opposed to.
Oh, you're muted.
Oh, really? I'm not muted on anything I've got.
Oh, man. Yeah, what is going on?
We got to work on some kinks again. Our apologies for the technical difficulties, but we are bringing it back. You know, we'll be back in a moment.
Let's take a moment real quick.
We have a little bit of a disconnect on our end, but at the time, you know, once again, this is Genuine Content. Follow us on Instagram @genuine_content. Content spelled with a K. Genuine Content Podcast on Facebook. Like, subscribe. We're on Apple, Google Play, YouTube. You know it.
You canceling us, Josh?
Nah. I was just taking the time to say, you know, where we at on social. Follow us, you know, give us a like and all that good stuff, man. You know, I had to plug it while we had a quick commercial break.
You're right. I mean, you heard everything I was saying, all right?
I had you for a little bit. What we were at was you were talking about kind of the legalities of like making like power of attorney decisions and like
health
decisions and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. So that was everything. So yeah. So I mean, so like just something like that where you don't even know, like you don't even know his wishes, and it's like that's the girlfriend knows that, not you.
Yeah.
But legally not married. So like I saw it like that, and it was like, man, that's you gotta get your ducks in a row, because they, you know, a lot of people, and it's based on laws and stuff. Like marriage is, it's like it's embedded in like all this lawful decision. So
yeah.
So I looked at it like just in the long run and all that. So it's, so like again, that's where kind of where I go back to the beginning, where like marriage is so multifaceted.
Where yeah.
You look at it from the spiritual side, the legality, or just like you said, the next step of a relationship. There's just so many different things
But marriage is very serious. Like, so the seriousness of marriage is what I don't think is being, you know, taken these days. Because if not, or if it was, then we wouldn't have so many divorces, as, you know, at an alarming rate.
Yeah, it's I mean, I think you brought up a point that people don't necessarily think of often when it comes to marriage, and that's that the extent to what you trust your spouse with, right? Like life decisions, or like your entire life's work, essentially, whatever it is, whether it's income, other type of assets, you know what I mean? Like that trust, like when you are in a bind, like who is going to be that emergency contact? Like even that little form, like obviously you can put whoever and fulano on it, but really at the end of the day, that's generally speaking your spouse, right? And so while it's, you know, there's a legal document to it, and there's that sheet of paper, that certificate,
there's
a lot behind it,
yeah,
that really is like, all right, look, if anything goes down, like
it's hurt, it's him.
yeah that's the person, you know what I mean? Like I've given, you know, my life and everything that I have, you know, with the purpose of sharing it with this person. And so like there's a lot to it that just kind of goes beyond that sheet of paper, if you will. Now, I do think it's been, you know, kind of commercialized and capitalized off of.
It's like capitalized.
Weddings are ridiculous. That's the best word to say. Like, man, like the whole, honestly, we talk about this too. Like, if it wasn't for like our folks, I'll keep it a bean. I know my mom listens. I love you. But we wouldn't be eloped. If I wasn't an only child, we probably would have eloped. That's just it.
So it's funny. So the thing, I think about it now. Like, honestly, I don't know how much you pay for your wedding, but like it was a steal. And this, the economy back in 2019 compared to now, but like, it was still a little expensive. Like, it was like we didn't have any financial help, so it was me and her. You know the tradition, the wife. Family's supposed to pay for that. Nah, she ain't come from that kind of rich background. We paid for ourselves. Like we worked overtime a lot to make sure that when we went to the wedding, it was paid off. So, and then like, yeah, the wedding, maybe, I mean, this is just me. Like my wedding was a blur, right? We had so much fun. It just like, boom, ceremony, boom, you got to take your pictures, boom, you do your reception, first dance, you know, other dance, blah, blah, cake. The night's over. Like, it's a fast 4 to 5 hours. And yeah, like, it was fun, but it didn't, you know, happy we did it, you know, with you guys, my friends and family. But then you think back on it, it's like, man, I spent like thousands of dollars on this, right? Like, what could I have done with that? Like, the thing I was looking forward to the most was the honeymoon. I was like, yeah, the ceremony's cool and all. I'm trying to, we had a 3-week honeymoon. I'm trying to do that. Like,
I still got that on deck. Like, I'm 6 months in, I still have mine on deck, which is gonna be nice.
And we were blessed that we hadn't, like, you know, we received enough from our gifts that it was paid for. So we were lucky. So, but imagine if you didn't, like, if we didn't have that, like, I would have been like, well, I would have taken the wedding money. Just, I would have eloped and just use that money. Or imagine if you, like, or you can use that as a down payment for a house or whatever. It's,
yeah. And shoot, in today's economy, that thing can stretch a little bit. Now you kind of need that little cushion for anything. Like, and really, you just paid for a party, right? Yeah. Like, you paid for a party. It's a great party.
Yeah. Fun, right?
Dope.
Like, and I know for like me and Camilla, we're trying to like learn different business stuff and be business savvy. I know like me and Josh, we have our own side business that we're trying to grow. But like the joke that me and Camilla have is like, we're in the wrong business. We need to invest in a wedding company because those are the real thieves.
Absolutely, man. Like you hear like, and I mean, of course, like you see like budgets from your own weddings, right? But then like you see all these production companies that extend just off of weddings. Like photography companies that have their clientele basically for weddings, engagement photos, videography the day of, flowers, all this stuff for weddings. Weddings is big business.
Commercialized. Like, yeah. I knew it was super commercialized. And, like, again, this is the same group of girls at work, right? She was my coworker. Like, I worked with her a lot, and she was getting married when I think she was probably going to get married, like, maybe, like, 6 months after I started. And I and she comes from money. So, or at least, you know, her dad is pretty, very wealthy, right?
Well,
I remember this, and I couldn't believe it. And it maybe it's just different upbringings, right? I think the dad told her, you got two options. I'll give you 30 grand, or I'll pay for your wedding.
She went wedding, didn't she?
She went with a wedding. Well,
that yeah, was she went that wedding.
Was 40 grand.
I mean, technically, she got the value. Technically, she got the value out of it.
Man, you know what I would have done? I would have took the money, right? Use $5,000 for the wedding, and then I would have used the rest for the honeymoon, for a down payment on a house. Like, you're giving me $30,000. I think
the rest of it was probably covered for at some point. I'd imagine.
But I'm just saying, like, but that's how commercialized it is. That, like, they're gonna, and I've seen the pictures, beautiful wedding that they had. Is just. It's a robbery if you're paying like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a wedding, right? For a party.
Shoot, with the inflation too, man. Like,
and
prices
and this,
are going up.
This was 2016.
Yeah, see,
and it cost that much. That equivalent wedding, God knows, 60, 70, 80 at this point.
It'd probably be at least a good 55, 60 bands, I'd say. But I mean, to each their own, right? Like, it's a beautiful day. At every step, it's a beautiful day. And, like, you know, if I got eloped, like, I wouldn't have the moments with, you know, the guys. And obviously, like, you were there in spirit.
But, well, like, you was there for my wedding. So, I mean, you was one of my groomsmen. So it was really, like, cool to, like, hey, we woke up and, hey, let's have breakfast. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, I don't get married till 4 o'clock. We got to get there at 2. And I think the night before... The day before, we just grilled. We grilled and watched football.
It was very chill.
And then, like,
woke
up Sunday, breakfast, vibe. Yeah. We went there to change in the tux, drinking, music. It was, again.
It's big energy.
It's very fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's a blur. It's a blur when you think about it, but it's really fun. It's a good experience that, like, yeah, I guess whatever, I got my money's worth. Cause it was fun.
Oh yeah. You gonna make it. You gonna get every inch of that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like it brings your people together, right?
Hold up.
And like I think the one thing that like I've noticed.
You did.
I did. I was like, hey, you go cash out on this thing, man. If you spend it, bro, you gotta get it in. But I there's one point that like I've heard that I do think makes sense, and that's like how many times are you going to get all these people from both sides of the family together, right?
Yeah,
like that's I think that's really what it's all about, right? The people who have kind of helped you get there or who were a part of your journey. Because I mean, our wedding was relatively small. It was only people that like we both knew like intimately, you know.
How much
from both sides?
How much people did you have?
About 75.
That's about what we had.
Yeah.
Less than 100 for sure. That's what we had the same thing. Rule of thumb for anyone getting married. This was someone told me, and I cut a lot of people when this advice was given to me. If you didn't talk to them in a year, they're not coming to the wedding.
I sage advice for sure.
Someone told me that, and I was like, okay. And I cut people, and with Camilla, she was like, no, what about this? Nah. You just met that person a year ago. No. Like, I was like, I'm like, we had to meet. I was the no guy. Like, you know, somebody has to be the no guy, right?
You know what's funny is my wife was the no person. Really? And I was like, I got a ton of family, bro. Like,
yo, when I was talking to Jet and Kristen last week, she was telling me Jet's the no guy. Everybody know, like, oh, I have a wedding advice or a wedding input. They're like, go ask Jet. But they don't want to ask Jet because they already know he's going to say no.
No, like I was the one stretching. I was like, can we do this? Can we make this go? Like, you know, they want to bring a plus, you know what I'm saying? But then she put me on and I was like, oh shoot, that's where we're at numbers wise. Yeah, we got to make some scratch.
When you're paying for your own wedding, you know, nah, ain't no But I told everybody my wedding, no plus one. If your name's not on that invitation, don't even think about it. Don't even ask me.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's funny. Our weddings, like both of our weddings, small, right? You, I guess Jet hasn't told y'all, man. They got 300.
I'm not surprised one bit.
But it's different.
But though. it's a destination, though.
Exactly. I want to do a destination wedding, but I got too many pushback on that.
I'm trying to figure out how you're going to have a destination with 300.
Well,
I feel like it's an automatic weed out. Destination weddings are always weed outs.
That's what I wanted to do.
You want to see who's really with us, who our day was.
Hey, look, this is my way of thinking. If I tell you a year and a half in advance, my wedding is going to be this, it's going to cost you. If I'm using Jet's wedding, for example, it's going to cost you $1,000, right?
Yeah.
Not even per person. Like, for example, like my room, it's three of us in a room. I think with the package is like $700 per person, right? So, or $500-$700 per person plus your flight, that may be $800 to $900, right?
Yeah.
You can't, if you, and if
you run it, unless, it is what it is.
Yeah. unless I know your financial situation is not great, which, you know, at this point you will know who has a good one, who doesn't. But man, if you can't save up for a year in advance for something like that's very important to me, yeah, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you, man. Like,
you can always save. You can always save in budget.
Yeah. It's a matter of how much does it mean to you to make it there and be part of it. But we were thinking the same thing. We were thinking destination up front too. But when it came to my folks, my family, like, my family has a lot of like health issues kind of behind it. And so, mm-hmm. like, I think in 2021, yeah, I think it was 2021, the year after, yeah. So my dad was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And so now he's on dialysis. And so he wouldn't be able to make that flight. Like, he wouldn't be able to stay in Jamaica because, like, he has to have his dialysis treatments and stuff like that. And yeah, so I have a lot of, like, high-risk family when it comes to travel, a lot of elderly people, too. And so it just didn't seem very, very logistically sound. I could do it, but then it would just be like, it'd be like basically like champagne jam, which kind of what open bars kind of tend to be, right? But like, it would just be like very young and not with the people who like brought me up.
Open bar is a must, man. Open bar.
That is a one thing you have to have. Like, if you can't run that, just get eloped.
I went to one of my cousin's wedding. This is when I was a little younger. I think probably like right after graduating. Man, they had a cash bar. I ain't had no money. I just graduated from college. And I was like, yo, cash bar.
Nah. They were young too?
No. If I was 21, 22, he was 30.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful. And I think the family was, you know, they helped financially, so.
Oh, what?
Yeah, nah. I know me.
Come on.
Our wedding, I didn't have, like, it's like, hey, come on, whatever you want, right? You know, you want my input, I'll give you my input, but it's kind of what you want. Like, you know, the wedding's more for the, you know, for the females. Like, it's their day, right? It's not really the groom's day.
Right.
I was like, look, man, I just got one request, and we're going to make it work, but we need that open bar. That's all I want. Only request.
I'll admit, that was my number one priority, but man, I still push back on it. Like, the more I think about it, Is it the wife's day primarily? Absolutely. I give it 80-20 wife's day. But that 20, I'm maximizing that damn 20.
That's an open bar.
Yeah, I had hella flex on my 20. Like, I had a great day, man. Like, it was like, it's still obviously because I haven't had that next step of, you know, having a child. That's still the best day of my life. And if it was 20% and she got 80 of that, oh, I know she had a blast.
Because I'm thinking the decisions I made, like, I guess out of my 28% was open bar. We had, I helped with the food a bit, but we had buffet style. So it was like, okay, you kind of list what food you want on that. The DJ, what songs he wanted. And
yeah, the mix for sure.
And then she chose the color, but I chose the tux. Like, my tux color is actually not the wedding color, but I want to be different.
Yeah,
like, you Like, damn, you had, like, in my wedding, you had the wedding colors on, the kind of the teal a little bit with gray.
Yeah.
That was the wedding color. But if anyone sees my wedding pictures, I'm wearing a royal blue blazer, black slacks. Like, I was not rocking the wedding color. I'm like, I'm the groom. I'm standing out one way or another.
It's for the most part, I think a lot of people do that nowadays instead of like just going with the standard colors.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire bridal party, I guess you call everybody like bridal party. They were in the color scheme.
Yeah.
Which I think was gray and like light pink springtime vibes. I was damn near like white, black. Like,
you want James Bond?
Pretty much. Yeah, I went 00 because I had the white jacket with the black underneath. Like, so black pants, white jacket, little red, blackish bow tie type of situation. It was textured.
Yeah, I think even y'all had regular ties. I was like, yo, I'm gonna wear the white bow tie. Like, I had a white shirt, but with the white bow tie. It looks
I did the bow tie, but everybody else had the
I rocked the regular.
Yeah. But it's funny because I don't think you met John. John was like my high school
friend. Your high school one, yeah. That's the one I did.
Yeah.
I heard he's wild.
His son was the ring bearer, and he had my suit. and that joint was hilarious. So like we're matching with the same like get up and everything. So he has what I've got on. And then everybody else kind of had like the rest of the color scheme. But yeah. It was cool. It was such a blast, man.
So I will say though, for everyone, because I just looked at the time right now. So this actually is planned. This is actually a two-parter, which we didn't want to say until the end of the show, which I worry about an hour 11.
You kept it a little fluffy for this one, but part two is gonna be a little different.
So this was the more happier side of it, but we have a part two to this, and I don't know if I should even say what the topic is, or I can sprinkle a little bit.
Yeah, tease a little bit. So we just won't have the takes yet.
No takes on this, but this is something I saw in a video, and I was like, interesting. I always kept it to myself. And something, I don't even know how the discussion happened. I don't even know. Like, it was in the group chat, and the group, when I said that, the group chat absolutely erupted with this. Like, so, I don't know how to start.
Expect?
All I said was, I said, man, you know, a marriage benefits the female way more than it benefits the male. And that's all I said. And it just, that was a full day discussion. Like, I didn't work that day. And good thing I didn't, because I would have been working.
I don't think there was that much like controversy with that statement. I think what happened was like, as it progressed, then everybody was like, whoa, hold on.
It was funny, but like, it was all good fun, not even arguing, just good fun discussion. It was fun. It was funny because like, it was like, we was trying to be serious, but then it was like every now and then, like someone slipped a joke in it. Like,
yeah, just to kind of derail the whole thing. And it was like, oh, come on, man. Like,
and it was like, it's a funny joke, but that does make sense. And it was like,
yep. Yeah,
it was hilarious. That was funny. So like, yeah, there was always a part two to it. Like, this originally was never going to be a part two. It was always going to be just wedding season and what we thought about marriage. And then that happened, and it's like, oh, we didn't record the wedding episode yet, so we just, you know, we're going to combine it. We're going to combine it all into one episode. And it was like, no,
we know how we do it. Time.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2-hour episode, which we can't be doing.
No way. So yeah, stay tuned for that. So that's coming with it.
13, episode 14 will be that. That's gonna be, you know, that's gonna be fun. We're definitely gonna do better. You know, I know I had people like, hey man, what's the recording? What's going on? So I know we said it last time, but like, no, I think now we're getting a better grip, because like now with my job, I'm getting better grip of it. You know, Josh, you said you're starting a new position, so like, I know you were super duper stressful. Like, you went ghost on us, like in the group every, like you probably peek into the group chat, and then like,
man, I'm telling you, like I hit a point where I was like, look, I've got to rein it in and just like take care of me first. Like, I hit a wall where I was like, I got to be so intentional about my next step and like where I want to move, like my career, my profession, and like I would. I'm just the type of person who likes to grow, like no matter where I'm at, no matter what venture I had. And like when I was like, I felt like I was regressing as a person. Mm-hmm. And that just did not work for me. Like I was like, all right, the hell with this. Like I'm moving on. And I had to be like laser focused on that. And now that I'm on it, like, you know, we back. But, yeah, I appreciate all the support on that tip, and my bad for like being a little bit of a shadow of myself for every, you know.
No, we're a little bit. It's gonna be good. We're gonna be back, man. We're gonna come back to our bi-weeklies, and we got, you know, this episode's coming 13, 14. We're actually gonna record soon, and then actually, I just thought of this right now because I have it to my TV going in the background. I guess if everyone will get everyone's input, I would love to do an episode just to kind of discuss the whole Shannon Sharp Ocho Cinco a little bit, the whole Shannon Sharp dynamic.
You know, I haven't seen those episodes, man. I kind of catch them a little bit through y'all, but
nah,
like, I haven't seen the full joint.
I love Shannon Sharp. The best thing that happened to him was leaving Fox.
Almost definitely.
So
definitely. So I wish he could have done his own thing aside from just going to ESPN, man.
The whole ESPN thing is that his whole club Shay Shay is where is that? And I'm looking right now because I have his episode running. It's his newest episode with him and Brittany Reiner.
So, we've had that talk.
We can do that talk. We can have that talk in the future.
Might as well. Let's stack them.
Her is about body count, which I didn't think was that insane, which I was surprised knowing who she is, but whatever.
I think it's cap, but I ain't
going. Yeah, that too, but I would like to do an episode about maybe when you watch a couple episodes, they're gold. Like I think Shannon Sharp is like on the gold standard right now for podcasting. So
okay,
I would love to.
There's some growth in it for me. I will definitely tune in, see what he got going on.
So.
I mean, he's got the aura though. Like that's like cool, casual, like
Shannon Sharp. Like that's
it just speaks sharp. Like that's just the style. Like it's all cool. Like Club Shay Shay is just cool.
I don't know that he really embraced the unk. Like if you say unk, you know.
Yeah, you got like a cigar in the back or a cigar room behind you. You want a couch? Like
got his own.
You got the drink, yeah.
Which is fantastic, by the way. Got a bottle.
I have not had the Shay Shay yet.
Oh, don't worry. When you come down, I only drink it for special occasions. So like, I still have plenty. It's plenty in there.
All right, you know, patience is virtue. I'll get on it one day. We'll see. But well, hey, you know, this is an episode back, gonna get the rust off a little bit. We appreciate everybody who listens and has been with us throughout this journey. You know, we're gonna get back to being more consistent with it for sure. Once again, Genuine_content, that's our handle for all of our social media stuff. Genuine Content Podcast on Facebook. You can catch us at any streaming platform, YouTube included, for the video flow. But, you know, this is Jay and Josh once again, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Jay, you got anything for the people?
Man, I guess stay tuned for these episodes, man. We got some spicy ones, man. Like, now I'm thinking about it, just like the next one's going to be spicy. I mean, we both know where each other stands, so.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good one.
It's going to get a little heated. I mean, this might be like one of our first takey type of episodes.
Yeah.
Like where it's gonna be debate heavy, but I'm curious to see what the audience has on it too. So this is one where we gotta put the audience in deck, you know, on
it. Yeah, it was funny. Like we had that big discussion in the group, and then I think right after that text show, I'm like, yo, that's like that's episode worthy. Like
that's a pod. We gonna pod. Get ready.
Well yeah, I'm ready to be back on the grind, and we'll finish off season two, you know. We got plenty of episodes. We'll finish off season two.
Yep.
And then all this is learned. It's our whole learning curve. So season three, when that time comes, we'll be definitely stronger.
So, oh, yeah.
We'll be good.
All right, everybody. Well, this is Genuine Content with Jay and Josh. Peace out.